You got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Eat your dick. Put them fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with Lil Jon? Lil Jon?
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
Slap some grease on your behind. Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, February 24th, 2015. Coming up on the program today, return of the Shit It Out director. Plus, a Sonic Cherry Limeade themed sex story. And for once, you're going to want to stick around and listen to the voicemail segment. All of this plus your voicemails today on the Distorted View Show.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Nice to mention with you, this right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Have a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story. We're going to get into that in just a moment. But first, I'm very excited because I've got an audio clip here that I think you're going to like. Many years ago here on DV, we played a porn clip where you could hear the director talking to the actors. And what was great about him is that he had a speech impediment. Like, he had a real heavy lisp. The fact that this is a porn clip is just icing on the cake. Having a stutter or a lisp is enough for me to play a clip here on the show. We play documentaries of guys who just have horrible stutters trying to call people on the phone. What a horrible thing to make someone with a stutter do. But it's funny. That poor son of a bitch called customer service or tech support or something. It's cruel is what it is. All right, so back to this porn director here. When I originally played him, you may remember this guy, because he would say stuff like, the girls were licking each other's asshole and shoving stuff up each other's asshole, and he'd say, like, shit it out, come on, shit it out, lick that asshole, stuff like that. All right, so, you can probably guess by the build-up here, I've got new audio from this director. This time it was posted by E-Fuck. E-Fuck has picked up on the fact that this director has a unique way of speaking. He calls him a lispy racist cameraman. I don't remember this director being racist. And even though he operates the camera, I'm pretty sure he's also the director. Let's take a listen here. What a treat for Sextastic Tuesday.
All the way, dude. Beat somebody. Spread your ass more.
I like that he's kind of cheerleading here. Come on, dude. Fuck her ass good. Be somebody. Be the porn star you know you can be.
Spread your ass, whore. All right, let's see it. Let's see it. Let's see it. All right. Push, whore. You want to lick that or not?
No, thank you.
What she is saying no thank you to is a gaping red rosebud. The guy was fucking her in the ass very hard. Then she pushes out. It's not a full-on prolapse, but it's getting there.
Wow, that's beautiful, isn't it?
It's clean.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it beautiful.
Will you suck his cock? Clean his dick off, yeah. Clean the fucking shit cock off.
Oh. Clean that shit cock off. Lick your shit off, honey. Lick your shit. Use your tongue. See a little shit smeared on the shaft. How many S words can he possibly use in a sentence?
Get in there, Leaked. I know you don't want any part of it. You gonna kiss her?
What do you say about something leaking?
Clean the dick off, yeah. Clean the fucking shit cock off. Clean the shit cock off. Get in there, Leaked. I know you don't want any part of it. You gonna kiss her?
Oh, get in there. I think her name is, like, Leak. Probably Leah or something. Lee.
You are prude.
It's clean.
It's clean. Did you hear what she said? It's clean. You're prude.
Push. Push.
Oh.
She's pushing out that ass again. Various liquids are coming out of the asshole.
You like it, honey? You like it?
Yeah.
A couple
like
more.
I've been a fucking child.
Oh. Fuck.
Well, if you had a child like that, it would be a Negro baby.
Oh, get it? Because it's coming out of her ass and it's brown. Wow, he is racist.
That's a porn mess, dude. Yeah.
Come on. Oh. Again, 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 again. Is that a wedding ring you're wearing?
Out. Push it out.
Got a lucky spouse.
That's oh, it. That's that. It.
Every time she pushes out that lapse, that prolapse.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. That's a fucking blown out asshole. Oh, that's a blown out asshole. You want to blow your asshole?
Pretty fucking flower.
Do any of you porn aficionados know the name of this director? I would like to look up his stuff.
That's it. Pull him back.
All right, we're going to do one more.
One more big gape here. Spread that ass now.
One more?
Yeah, clean it for
us. Slam that cock in your ass.
We like that. You're very fastidious.
Why would someone with a speech impediment even attempt the word fastidious? Lots of S's in there.
What do you think, honestly?
Crazy. Just fucking crazy.
This is like, I think she's the new girl. She doesn't know what she's in for here. She's the one who doesn't want to lick the shaft after it's been in the asshole. Like, she's not a team player.
Wild. I don't even know if it's crazy.
Put a smile on your face,
didn't it? Just, I don't even know what to fucking think.
Spell that gas.
That could be in your mouth.
It's tough.
That's a very nervous laugh. I don't want to smell that shitter. I mean, smell that shitter. All right.
I got a good idea. You know what my idea is?
Oh, no.
When that butthole is closed, you're going to come right on that fucking butthole. You'll eat it off the closed butthole, right? Off the closed butthole.
She doesn't look enthusiastic about the idea.
I guess.
Yeah, I like how he made sure to say, look, the asshole's going to be closed at that point. It's not going to be as gaped as it is right now. It's going to be a closed asshole. You need to come off the closed asshole. I will say this, like a good whore, and by that I mean a whore that has been beaten down by the system, she reluctantly agrees to lick the ass, and she does. She licks the closed asshole.
Do you have fun?
Nope.
How about you, Ralph?
Not having a good time.
Yeah, someone's trying to get in.
I guess so.
It's cool. I guess so. I'm getting paid. That's the best you're going to get out of these horses. They're not very enthusiastic. So there you go. Some new audio from the Shit It Out director. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. If you're new to the program, you're probably very confused and kind of disgusted already. Just wait. It gets worse. Sextastic Tuesday is a dumb bit where I scour the internet for real pieces of internet erotica. You know, sex stories. There's a lot of that on the internet. Not all of it is good, though. And that's what I'm looking for. The worst of the worst. Poorly written, weird, or disgusting stories. Those are the types that are featured on Sextastic Tuesday. I read them to you. Let's get into today's story right now.
It's Sextastic.
Do you guys have Sonic restaurants where you live? I hope you do, because today's story features Sonic pretty heavily. If you don't have Sonic, maybe you've seen some of the television commercials with those two guys in the car at Sonic talking about the various products that Sonic offers.
Man, these boneless chicken wings are great.
Yeah, I know. I finally found myself a wingman.
You're going to use the wing as your wingman?
Yeah, for the ladies.
How is that going to help you at all?
They're just two friends. They're always at Sonic eating Sonic food and talking about Sonic food.
And these crispy jalapeno strips or something else.
They got a spicy kick.
Yeah, nice kick.
They got more kick than a Can-Can line.
Oh, good one.
Mm-hmm.
They got more kick than a angry donkey.
More kick than a bunch of hippies at a hacky sack convention.
They got more kick than a clan of ninjas.
Hey, seriously, don't mess around with stuff like that.
What?
Don't say stuff.
All right, so these guys
ninjas.
Obviously have some chemistry here. I'm feeling the heat. It's only a matter of time before they hooked up. And thanks to the internet and the fanfic community, your wish is granted. All right, the story's called Cherry Limeade. It was a normal day for Pete and TJ sitting in their car at their favorite Sonic. TJ, the fast eater of the two, had finished his meal and was waiting for Pete to finish his meal. TJ, still hungry after his lunch, was looking at Pete's food with envy. He couldn't take it any longer, so he finally said, "Hey, Pete, I'll suck your cock for that cherry limeade. Ha ha ha, I doubt it. You're not that hungry, Pete chuckled. Wanna bet? I'll totally do it right now if you give me that cherry limeade. Do it, I dare you. TJ leaned over the center console and slowly unbuttoned Pete's pants, fumbling with the button from excitement. Oh, golly goodness, this is gonna be great, Pete squealed excitedly. TJ then unzipped Pete's pants with his teeth and slowly licked his foot-long quarter-pound coney. The cynic in me believes that the Sonic marketing team planted this story over there at fanfiction.net, and they've littered this story with a bunch of Sonic products trying to make me hungry. All right, foot-long quarter-pound coney, that's right. Oh, shit, it feels so good! Pete moaned in premature ecstasy. Your juicy, zesty cheesesteak burrito, see what I mean, is tingling my taste buds. I mean, taste bros, TJ said, taking a quick break from sucking off Pete. Jesus, sweet fuck, you really know what to do! It's like you've practiced, Pete smirked. Shut the fuck up, faggot. I'm only doing this for that sweet, sweet cherry limeade, TJ snapped. Oh, Pete whimpered. How about we kick this up a notch and I'll buy you two cherry limeades? TJ stopped sucking Pete's cock for the second time. He looked up at Pete and said, Go on, TJ said quizzingly. Well, if you put your Chicago dog into my drive-thru window, he said as he motioned his ass, I'll buy you a second cherry limeade. Well, I am quite thirsty, to be honest, and two cherry limeades would really hit the spot. And your foot-long dog would really hit my spot, Pete cut in. You seem a bit too enthusiastic for this. How long have you been waiting for something like this to happen? TJ asked, not really wanting the answer. Since the day I met you, I've always wanted you. And your nicely cropped hair, Peter admitted. Wow, you are the biggest fag I've ever met, but you're my bro, so I want to help you be happy, TJ said, as he slowly raised himself on his knees and removed his pants. Oh, sweet Jesus, Pete whimpered, as he fully removed his pants and aimed his rump at the driver's side of the car. TJ slowly, you know, this is all happening at a Sonic. You know, it's a drive-in restaurant. There could be kids watching. All right, TJ slowly leaned towards the passenger side of the car and slowly inserted his super deluxe slider into Pete's hot, steamy buns. Oh, fuck! Pete cried out in pure ecstasy. TJ, now balls deep inside of his best friend, slowly thrusted in and out of Pete's tight ass. Oh, God, don't stop! Please don't stop, Pete squealed. Then, in a moment of pure bliss, TJ did the unthinkable. He knocked over the mythic chilled beverage. The spill happened in slow motion, the delicious red ice smacking against the dirty carpet of the otherwise well-kept car. The lime bounced out the now open lid and fell under the seat. TJ stopped mid-thrust, looked angrily down at the back of Pete's head. He readied his fist and punched him as hard as he could at the base of his skull. Pete let out a loud moan. Holy shit, this is gonna go in my journal of things that have blown my mind and my load at the same time. By the way, just to let you know, to give you a clue about the detail, that the care that has been given to crafting this story, that is a reference to a commercial.
This is a great chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Whoa, what's going
on
there?
Wow. I just got my mind blown.
Because it's so good?
So good. Yeah, I like to make note of every time my mind's been blown. This is number 53.
Nice.
First was being born.
That makes sense.
Two.
Obviously.
My first hat.
All right, okay. Get back to this story. We're finishing up here. You spilled the only thing I was willing to do this for. Sullied it. And now I just fucked my best friend in the ass for nothing. I ain't even gay. I did this for the limeade, not you. Ugh. Get your pants on. I'm bringing you home, TJ growled. Pete sat up and fumbled to get his pants on. They rode home together without a word being spoken. And that, my friend, is the end of the chapter, but not nearly the end of this deeply romantic and moving story.
This is how you Sonic.
Now, That was a very short story, so I have a second here, and we're not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to give you just a taste of it. If you want to check it out for yourself, visit our subreddit at r/distortedview. Ukale posted this with the headline, Possible Sextastic Tuesday Story. So thank you so much for posting this. Batman's Birthday Party is the name of this story. It's found on fanfiction.net. You'll see in a second why I don't want to read the whole thing. Batman is having a birthday party. He is very happy with his age coming to have a nice party, so he goes to give a party to everyone he called to the party. Everyone is invited, and they will bring presents to the man with a black cape and a black heart. The guests arrive one by one. Super, Spaceman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Shrek, Naruto, Dr. House, the Power Ranger, Conut Dracula, I'm thinking Count Dracula, Harry Potter, Sailor Moon, Santa Claus, and Homer Simpson. Other guests arrive too, you know, T-W-O. Both we are not going to name them Yeti. The Perry, probably party, is at the Batcave, the most wonderful place under the earth. There are bat-shaped balloons, cupcakes made of guano. I think he's referring to poop. Cream cheese with bat milk and a big, ginormous-static cake covered with furry bats. They give a special flavoring to the topping. Batman, uttered with happy Wonder Woman, your party is nice and all, but when we have time for us to be alone and fuck? No, Wonder Woman, cried Batan, with sad, precarious face at the Amazonian goddess. We can't fuck in a special day like this. Do you remember we are postponing our nuptial night until our marriage day? Good God, Batman, I have needs, cries with utter despair Wonder Woman, feeling her vagina drying because of a lack of semen watering. That's not how vaginas work. They don't need semen to be watered. All right, whatever. Batman pee a little in his panties. Why woman? So here's, this is what I'm guessing here. This has got to be done on purpose, right? No one makes this many errors unless, the only time I've seen someone write like this is when I worked at a computer testing center and we gave an exam called the TOEFL. That stands for Test of English as Foreign Language. And these kids going into college would have to take this test to prove that they could speak English. One of the parts of the exam was they're given a choice of topics to write an essay on or a story on. And you could either type it out on the computer or if you feel more comfortable, you could type or write it out on a piece of paper. And when they would write it out on a piece of paper, they would then turn it into me at the end. And naturally, I would read and mock their horrible grasp of the English language. I've seen people like Indians or Chinese people write stories like this. Less sex in it, but very similar. So this is either done as a joke or this person is foreign-born. I'm going to fast-forward a little bit to the sex part, and then we will call it a day, okay? Homer and Batman were at the side of the gigantic pool being kissed on the abs and butt by paid escorts. Homer's... sounds like a fun party. Homer cock was rounded, and that was perfect for practicing anal sex. Batman had a bat-shaped cock. That was perfect to practice threesomes. God damn it, said RoboCop with a sad metallic voice. God damn it. I thought Batman only liked machine men. Everyone just ignored RoboCop. Naruto and Harry Poet then decided to become men. Let's go, Harry, said Naruto. Let's bang those hotties. Won't you come, Santa Claus? But Santa Claus was dead. Apparently something went down earlier in the story that I skipped over. In another room, there was Shrek. Shrek is love. And Wonder Woman was riding his green pimpled cock. Oh, Shrek, remember the first time we had sex? Asked Wonder Woman, going up and down on that fetid scum of a troll. His smell was so putrid that even the bats of the bat cave died around him. A circle of dead bats circled the two lovers. Yes. In another room, Dr. House, you know, of the television show House, is having an affair with Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon, I love you. I love you too, Dr. Gregory House. But she said it probably in like an anime way. I love you too. Dr. Gregory House? The Japanese blonde girls of Moon kissed passionately the limp-legged shell of a man named House. Even though he was old and ugly, Sailor Moon protruded a girl boner for him. This guy doesn't have a firm grasp on how sex works. He was masculine, mysterious, and very handsome. Dr. House, could you insert your cane inside my vulva? Yes, I can, dear Japanese blonde dream of my heart. And then House put his cane inside her vulva. Immediately she orgasms multiple times. Oh, House! More! More! And House don't know what to do. I don't have another cane! Put your penis in too! Asks sultrily Sailor Moon. Okay. And House inserts his rigid and muscular penis inside. Like, can penises be muscular? I don't think you can work out your dick like that. All right. House inserts his rigid and muscular penis inside the girl vagina. It shreds her like a lemonade koala, and she orgasms more. I want to end this so badly, so we're going to fast forward to the part where Dr. House picks up a living bat and puts it inside Sailor Moon's vagina because he said, oh, I love mammals on my dick, whatever. So he's fucking her with the bat inside of her cunt. Then her orgasms get stronger and stronger thanks to the bat fluttering. And then finally, boom, Sailor Moon's head explodes in a million pieces. Brain and blood cover House, and the bat finally frees itself from his vaginal prison. House is flabbergasted. Fuck! I must hide the body! And then House picks up Sailor Moon's corpse and pieces and throws them at the bats. They eat and get fulfilled. Okay, now I need to shower. It goes on from there. Again, you can check it out. Just go to distortedview.reddit.com. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for February 24th, 2015. Brought to you once again. I'm losing my voice, can you tell? I want to get through this promo. Brought to you once again by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com for a limited time. Adam and Eve is going to hook you up with 10 free gifts. First, you're going to get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you're going to get 6 free full-length adult movies on DVD. What's the 10th free gift? Well, number 10 is free shipping on your entire order. What do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com. Select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy. A sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREAK at checkout. You'll get all 10 free gifts. That includes free shipping. Go to adamandeve.com today, select one item, and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREAK. That's F-R-E-A-K at adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Today I have an extended program for Sideshow members, which means if you're paying freaks, you'll get 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. Then tomorrow I'll be back with an exclusive show just for paying members. So it's a great time to sign up, become a member, support this stupidity. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It is very inexpensive. When you become a member, you get full access to the entire archive of programs, 10 years worth of shows, plus all of the bonus content we do every week for only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. There are also quarterly and semi-annual options available. All right, go to SuperFreakSideshow.com. Now let's get into the news. 3 quick stories. First up, this is actually a Distorted View update. You remember the guy who was fucking his mailbox? How could you forget? He was fucking a mailbox, I should say. I think it was just like a public mailbox on a street corner. Well, that man has been found dead. Apparently the mailbox fought back, finally. This happened over there in the UK. Paul Bennett was fined and ordered to attend an alcohol awareness course last month after he was caught in the lewd act outside of a shopping center. The 45-year-old's body was found behind a Chinese restaurant, the Shanghai Palace in Greater Manchester, in the early hours of Sunday morning. Police are not treating the death as suspicious. What the hell are you talking about? This is the most suspicious story I've read in a long time. First of all, guy fucks a mailbox. then winds up dead a month later behind a Chinese restaurant, I would do a little investigating. I'm not a big conspiracy nut, but there's been a long history of postmaster generals being involved with the Freemasons, like the third postmaster general of the United States, Joseph Habersham. And if I know Joseph Habersham, like I think I know Joseph Habersham, after all, I did my college thesis on Joseph Habersham, Habersham would have lost his mind if he found out a member of the public masturbated in a government mailbox. Also, I will have you turn your attention to the book Bloodlines of the Illuminati, where on page 14, you can read, for instance, postmaster generals are used for spying because they can control the secret spying on the mail. The British Empire, under the control of the Illuminati, have been using certain professions for spying, including the postmaster general. As an example, Benjamin Franklin, postmaster general for the colonies, was an important spy for the Illuminati British Trading Company. This man jerking off into a public postman and then dying a month later? Illuminati confirmed! Doesn't get any clearer than that, but again, I'm not a conspiracy nut. It is common knowledge, though, and I have the papers here. I'm holding these papers right here, and if you want, I can post these that the government is spraying down chemtrails from commercial airline jets. It's just fucking common knowledge. Just look up Alex Jones chemtrails. Just do a Google search. You can find it all. Also, fluoride in our water is controlling our fucking minds. It's what the government wants us. They, you know, gives us nice teeth, sure, but at what price, huh? We're all fucking slaves. Goddamn fluoride eats our brains. You know what the fluoride does? I just read the other day. All major members of Congress are reptilian people. And the fluoride in our brains keeps us from seeing their true form. That's why sometimes if you pause your DVR at just the right moment, you can sometimes see their lizard eyes. Back to the story here. A woman spotted this man performing a sex act and rubbing himself up and down the red mailbox while shouting, "Wow! Wow! Oh, wow! Feels so good." Yes, this all happened in September of 2014. The witness contacted the police as Bennett pulled up his pants and checked his reflection before leaving. The incident occurred after Bennett was involved in a drunken fight with a woman. Last month, prosecutor Katie Beatty described how Bennett laid down on a bench in the precinct and started to shout before sitting up and exposing himself by pulling his trousers down. What was he shouting about? I'm guessing it's the Illuminati. I need transcripts. All right, Ms. Beatty says he then began performing a sex act and walked over to the post box and started to make sexual advances towards it. She added the victim was alarmed by his behavior. The victim gave police a call. She was disgusted by his behavior. He was found guilty on two charges of indecent exposure, as well as using threatening and abusive words and abusive behavior. He was handed a 12-month community order. He was also ordered to pay £50 in compensation, and now he's dead, so I guess he won't have to do that. Second story we have for you today. Do you guys remember that movie, Groundhog Day? In it, Bill Murray's character has to relive the same day over and over and over. Well, now a student has been forced to drop out of university after a bizarre case of chronic deja vu. It left him unable to lead a normal life. The 23-year-old even stopped watching TV, listening to the radio, or reading newspapers or magazines because he believed he had seen it all before. He told doctors that he was trapped in a time loop and said he felt as if he was reliving the past moment by moment. Details of the case have been revealed in a report published by the Journal of Medical Case Reports. Have we read this story before? I remember reading that line. Doctors are baffled because the man doesn't suffer from any other neurological condition usually seen in people who normally suffer frequently from deja vu, which is French for already seen. It's thought that panic attacks may have triggered the phenomenon. The condition may also have been exacerbated by LSD. Report author Christine Wells, a psychology expert from Sheffield Hallam University, said it could be the first case of a person experiencing persistent deja vu stemming from anxiety. God damn it! It's my Skype. Forgot to close out of it when I talked to Patrick Mitchell earlier this week. It's annoying me! Hello? What? What do you want?
Tim.
What?
It's happening.
What is... What
you
are you...
You gotta listen to me.
Who the hell is this?
It's me.
Spiral Hamflicker?
Please, Tim, listen to me very closely.
Okay, you're pissing me off. I gotta finish this dumb story. I hate my listeners.
You're trying to stop me, but you have to listen.
Oh, my God. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, all right. Maybe it's better that we don't take live phone calls on Distorted View. I'm always talking about, I wish I could actually talk to my listeners. No, that's a bad idea. Voicemails are the way to go. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Get a home of Florida. This our most fucked up state. Shepherd, hear me now.
Florida is our most fucked up state. Praise be to the Lord.
A naked Florida woman stopped traffic on a residential street when she masturbated in front of a couple's car, then threw a tantrum on top of the vehicle. Police responded to an intersection in Fairview Shores on the northern outskirts of Orlando on Sunday night after reports of a naked woman walking in traffic. They found Amy Carter, 31, strutting in the streets and wearing absolutely no clothing. She appeared to be under the influence of a heavy unknown substance. I think we have some audio of her. This is from an interview given after she was arrested.
They need to close all these highways off. And they need to give everybody a pension and check for now. And then take all the pigeons and cats and then make sure the dopers and all every man has to be behind bars. They have to be behind bars of 30 minutes before dark. Because the men are knocking us out, raping us. One man burned up my vagina, burned up my rectum, burned my mouth, my eyelashes, my eyebrows off, burned my hands, burned my feet.
Real quick, sorry to interrupt. What does this have to do with pigeons? You mentioned pigeons. All right, no, that was not audio of Amy Carter. Amy Carter was strutting in the streets wearing no clothes. She appeared to be under the influence of a heavy unknown substance, bath salts, and in an altered mental state, according to a police report. Carter refused to be removed from the street and kicked her legs in the air when cops tried to subdue her. Police later determined that Carter pleasured herself in front of a couple in a Lexus, then someone's rich, then climbed on top of it, stomped on its hood, and threw a cell phone at a car stopped behind it. She caused about $1,500 in damages to the Lexus and was arrested and charged with criminal mischief and exposure of sex organs. There you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Love to hear from you freaks. If you want to call into the voicemail line, 206-666-4463. Let's check in with some of you guys right now.
You know what?
What?
I'm not a cop, but if I was, you'd all be in jail.
Uh-oh. Wait a second. This sounds legit. We've got a pissed off lady.
I'm not a cop, but if I was, you'd all be in jail.
For what? Also, it's just one person. It's me.
Do you realize what you're doing? Do you have any idea? You know, if I could, you guys wouldn't be alive because we'd all be locked up. And the only reason...
Well, we wouldn't be alive. Wait a second. If it were up to her, we wouldn't be alive. We would be locked up.
You guys...
A lot of corpses in prison. What a dumb fucking cunt.
Wouldn't be alive... Because we'll all be locked up. And the only reason that I'm not there beating the shit out of every last one of you and killing you is because, you know why? I'm a Christian and I'm not going to jail for scumballs like you.
All right. Well, I can only guess what this phone call is about. What have I said anything recently on the show that would piss off middle-aged, crotchety, cunty women? Probably. But... I know a lot of you guys have been posting the voicemail line on my Michelle Duggar video, you know, where I call Michelle Duggar insane and making, you know, I kind of make fun of her for not only not miscarrying her child, but posting a video about it. Well, listen, it's a good thing I have my Skype up. I think I deserve some answers. I want to know why this woman is so upset. I have her phone number, obviously, because she left a voicemail for me. On the extended portion of the show today, I'm going to try to contact her and see what she has to say. So be on the lookout for that if you're Sideshow Freaks. You don't want to miss it.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus. When you were talking about the Grammy show and you mentioned a movie that you're working on in your head where a kid's taking a piss and gets shot in the back of the head, I hate to break it to you, but that's already been done. It's American History X.
Really? All I remember about American History X is the curb stomp scene, right? I think it was some black guy, I guess the neo-Nazis. I don't know who it was. Edward Norton. I don't remember. But they place a black guy's head on the curb, and then they stomp it.
Hey, Tim, it's Jersey. A couple weeks ago, somebody called in and mentioned how Hangnail? I don't know. Some band sounded like Your Cardboard Cutout.
Yeah, Your Cardboard Heart. Hangnail is a Christian rock band that I inadvertently started listening to. I was listening to the radio. Unbeknownst to me, it was a Christian rock station. And I'm like, yeah, I can get into this. This is a great song. I downloaded the song from Hangnail. I was like, this is awesome. It's an awful song, by the way. It does not hold up. But I later found out it was a Christian.
Whatever the fuck. Cardboard Heart. I don't know. I fucked that up. But the abortion song, that's the point I want to make. There is another song out there by the Front Bottom called Lone Star, which is another song about abortion that I think you might like. It's a little more poetic and kind of like alternative pop punk. I don't know how to describe it.
Is it a serious song about abortion? I don't want joke songs about abortions.
Not pop punk, because that's just annoying. But a little more rock than Your Cardboard Heart. Am I right there?
Yeah, Your Cardboard Heart.
Anyway, the point is, check that out, because it's about...
For those of you who are new to the program, Your Cardboard Heart is a band formed by a couple of high school kids with absolutely no musical abilities, and one of their songs is all about abortion, which is great.
Getting an abortion. It's like one of the lines is like $437, somehow erases all responsibility.
Oh, is that all abortions cost?
Hi, Tim. This is Brendan from New York. Your good friend Patrick Mitchell just contacted me through Facebook, and he wants me to come see him. This is the first time I...
That two-timing asshole, Patrick Mitchell. Now he's hitting up everyone on my friend list on Facebook, trying to get them in the sack.
I've talked to this dude.
What was that? I'm sorry.
This is the first time I've ever talked to this dude. I don't know what to say.
You've never talked to him before. He just said, hey, you want to come see me?
And I'm wondering if the rest of the freaks have been harassed by Patrick Mitchell as far as...
Have you been contacted by Patrick Mitchell? If so, let me know.
And wanting random people to come to his house.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks, bye.
All right, well, as soon as I have some information for you, I'll relay that.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Recent true and honorable Sideshow Freak here.
Oh, good. You'll be able to hear my call to this insane bitch.
My name is... Well... That's not important. But the point is that, are you aware that April is Autism Awareness Month?
No, I was not aware of that.
I think you can do something with that. A lot of U-tards out there still need covering, so,
okay.
Get on that.
Thank you. Maybe we can mess with some retarded people come April.
Tim, and then thank me later. I'll expect a cut of the money that you get from that.
Yeah.
All right.
Scamming autistic people. I'm sure we can come up with something. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD is in. Oh, God.
That's it. That's it.
Get it out. Spread the distortion. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Please don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'm begging you guys to do this. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Stitcher, however you get the show. Make sure you're subscribed. If you're not Sideshow members, now would be a great time to sign up. Got an extended program today, exclusive program tomorrow. Otherwise, we will see you back on Thursday for another episode of DV. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, look at that. Chew on that foreskin. Chew on your own foreskin. Yeah. It's fucking hot. Your own beef jerky.